It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sol. Three things to know today. Amazon's three-layer Gen AI stack aiming to cut costs and boost customization. Researchers challenge the effectiveness of Google's AI in material science breakthroughs. And Broadcom under EU scrutiny for that VMware pricing and licensing policy change. This is the Business of Tech. In today's digital work environment, the browser is the most widely used operating system, yet remains a significant security blind spot. Atacama has introduced the browser security platform, purpose-built for MSPs. Built in collaboration with over 40 MSPs, this solution focuses on managing and protecting today's window of work, the browser. Atacama's browser extension empowers MSPs to set data policies, gain critical insights, and optimize the user experience. Atacama recently announced the limited-time 50 for 50 program, discounting the per-user price by 50% when you deploy the plugin to 50% or more of your client endpoints. Visit atacama.com/MSPradio to learn more and see the platform in action. That's atakama.com/MSPradio to learn more. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy has identified generative AI as the company's next big focus. In his annual letter to shareholders, Jassy outlined Amazon's plans to position itself at the forefront of the AI revolution. The company is highlighting the three layers of its generative AI stack. The bottom layer focuses on training models and reducing customer costs. The middle layer allows companies to customize existing models. And the top layer involves building generative AI applications for Amazon's consumer businesses. OpenAI has released an updated version of ChatGPT, GPT-4 Turbo, which offers improvement in writing, math, logical reasoning, and coding. The new model uses conversational language to provide more direct and less verbose responses. It has also an updated knowledge base, was trained on data up to December 2023. Also, OpenAI's GPT-4 Turbo has reclaimed the Best AI Model title from Anthropic's Claude 3 in the Large Language Model Systems Organization's chatbot arena. The updated version of GPT-4 Turbo, GPT-4 Turbo 2024-0409, is leading in the overall coding and English categories, showcasing improvements in coding, math, logical reasoning, and writing capabilities. According to a report by Productive, ChatGPT has become the most prevalent shadow IT application, surpassing other popular tools like LinkedIn, Canva, and Adobe Acrobat. And from the Decoder, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is pitching ChatGPT Enterprise to large corporations, highlighting the advantages of working directly with the company, accessing the latest models, and having more options for custom AI products. According to Gartner Research, by 2028, three-quarters of enterprise software engineers will use some form of generative AI code assistant. While these tools can lead to increased job satisfaction and retention, actual efficiency gains may vary. Organizations may only see 5 to 15% efficiency savings when using coding assistants on complex business logic and legacy code bases. Additionally, AI tools cannot challenge developers like human pair programmers can. Why do we care? Amazon's approach offers potential opportunities for providers too. Models, customizing existing models, or building applications. I'd be remiss if I didn't include implementing applications, helping with policy and data management, and ongoing system monitoring. OpenAI sees that too. They have an enterprise sales strategy, and I wanted to highlight it. The popularity of ChatGPT as a shadow IT application indicates a grassroots-level acceptance and utility perception among end users, which contrasts with formal adoption strategies at the organizational level, suggests a need for companies to align their IT strategies more closely with actual user preferences and practices, harness the full potential of AI tools. Adobe plans to allow customers to bring third-party AI models into its professional image and video programs, including Premiere Pro. This move comes amid a debate over the legality and ethics of generative AI among artists and creators. Adobe aims to support models from OpenAI, Runway, and Pika Labs, but the details of accessing and paying for these models has yet to be decided. The company's commercially safe promise and the inclusion of AI-generated images in its stock image portfolio has faced criticism. However, Adobe believes that supporting third-party models is necessary to provide greater versatility to its customers. Google's outfit DeepMind claimed to have discovered millions of new materials using deep learning. External researchers analyzing the findings have found that the proposed structures do not meet the criteria of being credible, useful, and novel. While AI does hold the promise for materials discovery, the specific research by Google has been criticized for not being a significant breakthrough. The debate centers around the effectiveness of AI and machine learning in discovering new materials and the need for contextualization, testing, and practical application of these discoveries. Why do we care? We want to continue to critically examine AI's promises. I'm convinced they will exist, but note that in the previous story, I cited 5-15% increases for programmers. That's great, and also incremental. The legality and ethics of generative AI in creative professions are still hotly debated topics, concerns about authorship, originality, and the economic implications for traditional creators. The trick now is to minimize your customers' exposure. There's some good news. That debate is happening in the open. Researchers are testing the capabilities and reporting back. While AI presents groundbreaking opportunities for innovation and efficiency, its practical applications requires consideration of ethical, legal, and professional standards. For businesses and professionals in the technology and creative sectors, key takeaway is the importance of maintaining a balance between leveraging AI's potential and ensuring that its integration respects existing frameworks and adds genuine value. Measuring genuine value, now there's a skill you can differentiate yourself to customers with. From Reuters, EU antitrust regulators are questioning Broadcom about changes to VMware's licensing conditions following complaints from EU business users and a trade group. The changes allegedly resulted in price increases, rebundling of licenses, and a ban on reselling licenses. Broadcom has announced changes in response, including reducing the price of VMware Cloud Foundation and standardizing pricing across cloud providers. Why do we care? Leave it to European regulators to help out. This is a welcome update. We'll see what they find. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC, dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSBradio to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Librarian Day. Far more valuable than we might think at times, and your library, a great place for the community. Have a question you want answered? We take those listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@msbradio.com. I do answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn, this week, 3 p.m. Eastern. And if you got a comment or a thought, put it in the comments if you're on YouTube or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit msbradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of the Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.